Jed, what did you think when Generation Bridge first came out?
Well, I thought it was a great gap to get people of my age back involved in Farm Bureau and government affairs, and being able to go to Washington, D.C. with the group and lobby for things that we see at our age that needs to be worked on or tweaked in policy.
So Farm Bureau has said the voice of Kentucky agriculture. I don't think anybody argues about that at all. For the longest time, the voice actually came from the mature group, those who were elected to lead. You went out of young farmers, you went in that gap, and then you waited until some time for an opportunity to come along. In the farm situation that we've been in, that you're all familiar with right now, what has Generation Bridge been able to bring to the fight that otherwise Farm Bureau would not have had?
We've been able to bring things to the fight that are affecting us in our stage of growth with finances, with interest rates, with doing the land transition that Farm Bureau has been able to do. Some of the points that I feel good that we've been able to help. I won't say that we've done that alone. I think what Generation Bridge brings to Farm Bureau is just another voice. We all speak in a collective voice here, in my opinion, and we all want the best for agriculture in the state of Kentucky and for other states, basically. But whenever we're able to grow that voice by adding more leaders to this organization, I think it's a positive thing.
The folks that have more gray hair than you.
I'm getting there, Jeff.
You've earned it. But the folks who are more mature, who have been the voices before, that are still the voices today, those are more established operations. I want to think that Generation Bridge, the chorus that you bring, using an analogy, is the tip of the spear or the point of the plow. You're the folks that are vulnerable in this stage of the fight right now. You've got more to lose and maybe more to gain than some others.
I would agree, but I would also say those gentlemen that you talked about have been through more than my generation can imagine on the farm back in the 80s. And I think this, meeting people from all over the state and getting different opinions, and they're still a good source for us to come to and talk to about how to manage these troubling times we have in agriculture now. So I do think that is a huge benefit, as is even my father is in my farm that has gone through that. It is hitting our generation very hard, but, we've had really good times in agriculture the last 10 years in my area. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful that we've been able to, hopefully most have, that we have something to fall back on, and we're not going into a string of 4 or 5 years more of this, because then it could really get dirty.
I want to stay with it, that if your dad and others of his generation, talking to Senator McConnell or talking to somebody at USDA, they're probably going to be talking about you.
Mm, yes.
And in this case, the fact that there's Generation Bridge there, you get to go speak in first person.
Of course. And we get to tell them, and we're getting into that. I've got 3 young kids at home. I want to, it's not about Jed Clark's farm. It's about his family and providing for them and make sure they're secure. And to me, that's what keeps me up at night, wondering through these troubling times is, if we're going to be able to make this and do this and for my kids and wife. But it is good to have the relationships, and I feel like Generation Bridge, with going and meeting our congressmen and having events out with our congressmen and representatives, have a really good relationship with them. We've voiced our concerns, a farm bill, other concerns that we have, just safety nets and operating capital. You take my generation versus I think that alludes to your comments while I go, but the operating capital we're having to come up with versus more established farms that may have that in place already.
I understand. So what are the other things that Generation Bridge has worked on through the year? You're the past chair. It's a lot about lobbying and it's a lot about positioning, but you're doing more to continue to develop the talents and skills of people of your generation.
Of course. And it's, I've been on Bridge for 5 years. I was here at the start and, just going off, just bringing the farming community together. And I think that's so this event we're at now, other events, when we're going through these times, it's good to have people to talk to. We talk about that a lot, but just bringing them together. You know, the first one we had, our summit, as we call it, all the old faces that I saw from Young Farmers years ago was neat to catch up with them. We bring that, and then the, you know, our advocacy program, the program will probably be changing a couple. You know, we got new ideas. We've got new leaders. I'm really excited for what we've done, but what this new group of leadership does, I think will be even more exciting to watch.
You know, it's cool to come to 2,000 members, 2,000 farm families that come to Louisville mm-hmm. every year. That's cool. But to see the Young Farmers group and the networking that happens in that generation, and now look at Generation Bridge from 36 to what, 55?
Yeah, well, actually that's to 49, but anybody can be in Generation Bridge, but to be on the core leadership team, it falls between those ages.
But still in that 40s, 50s.
Yeah, we're still fun. I tell that to the Young Farmers all the time. We're just a little older. We don't stay up as late, but we're still just as fun.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. What would you say to others that are out there that may not be a Farm Bureau member, or maybe they are a Farm Bureau member, but they're not active in Generation Bridge, and they fall in that age group from 36 to 49? What do you say to them?
You know, we're growing Generation Bridge in counties. We'll have an award breakfast in the morning to recognize those counties. But to the person out there that's hopefully involved in Farm Bureau or has insurance with them, get involved in your local board first. And there are so many good things that you can do through your communities, through your Farm Bureau board. We would love to have you a part of Generation Bridge. Come to our meeting. Try it out. We're meeting in Hopkinsville this summer. So we've been all over the state of Kentucky hosting our summits. We were in Covington last year. There's a lot to offer, and it's a lot of these events. The more you put in, the seems like the more you get out of it. So I would encourage anybody to sign up. County Farm Bureaus, and you know where I'm from, we've had a lot of we've had some grain bin incidents, we've had some tornadoes. You know, our Farm Bureau has been able to use our funds that we have on our county board to buy grain bin safety equipment, to do things for the community. So it is the give back, and what you can do at even just a local level is very important in this organization.
Cool. Jed, are these tough times for you and your family and your farm?
We're diversifying. I farm about 3,200 acres at the time. We've seen grow. I mean, it's part of business. We're going to pull the strings back, but we are going to try some different things this next year, and looking to stabilize the fall. You know, I'm encouraged with the trade deal. If you look at what soybeans have done in the last month and a half, you know, that's a positive. Corn market, December corn, if you did a decent basis, you get close to $5 for it right now. So, you know, I think there's going to be a pullback, but things were getting pretty wild before that pullback with land prices and land rents. So it hopefully will the thing that extended, how long it's extended is what concerns me. If we can get things done with trade, and then the input process too is another thing that is being talked about a lot. But if you look at what it just cost us to put an acre of corn or soybeans out versus what it did 5 years ago, those numbers are quite large. And I think, and hopefully I've heard they're looking into some of that too, and hopefully we can come up with something with that.
How many crops have you raised, been involved in the spreadsheet of it?
Started in 98, as soon as it was my first crop of 4 acres of tobacco and 50 acres of corn. And,
so the question, I had Jed Bauer and Caleb Ragland, and I've had a couple of other farmers that told me 20 years ago when corn was $2 and beans were less than $6, they were making more money than they are now.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, $5 corn to me is the new $3.50 corn that we used to deal with back in the mid 2000s. I would agree with their statements. It's just, there's more money flowing through our hands, less of it that we're putting in our pockets.
Corn, 900, 1,000 an acre, ballpark?
Ballpark. I think I can get a little bit cheaper than that, but we're total all-in equipment, depreciation, everything included, you're close to that.